In India, a joint declaration was signed in New Delhi yesterday calling for an end to violence and the promotion of interfaith dialogue between Hindus and Christians. The announcement came after a meeting between the archbishops of New Delhi and Orissa and the leaders of the country's parliamentary opposition, which is a Hindu party. Over a month of attacks in Orissa and elsewhere have killed an estimated 40 Christians, destroying dozens of churches and homes and forcing thousands into government-owned camps. Meanwhile, Indian police have arrested the suspected ringleader in a brutal gang rape of a nun during an attack on Christians by an enraged Hindu mob in eastern India. Bishop Lucas Kerketa spoke with us about some of the damage done in his diocese of Sambalpur.
Two places of my diocese was completely destroyed. In one parish, the parish church and a convent, and then the health center is also vandalized, but not fully. The girls' hostel, some parts, they vandalized. Then two churches vandalized. Many things have been destroyed. In that same parish, two churches were destroyed. In another place, one orphanage, one father was there, and he was looking after the small children, two or very poor ones. So that also completely vandalized and torched. They were trying to set fire on father. He escaped somehow, so they went away.